Shupain Bhava Kama continued. Yudal Tsivanay Toshimayam Gimel, May 26, 1983, on Thursday continued.
This Rashi, it looks very strange. So it appears as if the expression Rashi explaining the Kerem Damnolei is descriptive of Rashi's first Loshi, and the expression Rashi explaining the Oidilmo Tobin Regel is descriptive of Rashi's second Loshi. So it's very strange. I think that to Rashi's Pshat, so the pshat here, we do more. Of course, Rashi accepts his first loss. He's massive, he refutes. This Avokosha, we keep him in Korah, Aviuch, and Aviuch, and Hotelezek, Mishalim. Mal Hadzime, Umali Meyazim. So, when Gimora says, we do more, told the regularly, so Rashi says, we do more in Korah, ki Avku, ki Uche, told the regular in the Ruch and the Zeke Motze, but the Hoch and Hotin Ede Kudim Shalemes, Hilka Zuya Adoso, the Ilo Aluda Achetz, in other words. So, now, the Gemara points out that you test, that the Abaya of Gobe, of Yesh Adoya Mitzchures, or Yein Adoya Mitzchures, is based on certain Mitzchures, because there is an Abaya, by Rabashi, Yeshimus or Yeshimus. So if we say Yeshimus Yitzchures, so then we couldn't possibly consider the question whether the fourth time he pays the Yeshimus. Because if the first time he pays Reva Nezek, so the fourth time he should pay Chotzi Nezek. And when Rove has Nabaye, Yeshimus Yitzchures, Reva Yitzchures, so the Shaila is whether the fourth time he also pays Chotzi Nezek, or the fourth time, from the fourth time on, he pays him as a Sholem. So the Gemara says that Abayas, the Trovis Abayo, which are doing it first on earth, is in Timtzolima Koma. Vilma Rovi in Timtzolima Koma. In Timtzolima Rein Shino, Yeisha Doe, Oyein Hadoe. Yeisha Doe, Oyein Hadoe. So in other words, so that the Gemara explicitly says that it is, the Trovis Abayo is in effect based upon an in Timtzolima, on a certain assumption. If we, assuming, so Rovi is saying like this, assuming that ain't Shino Yitzchus, and that even to us I'll be Shino the first time, the owner of the behemoth, Hei Chotzi Nezek. So, from the fourth time on, does he pay Nezek Sholem, or he always pays Hei Chotzi Nezek? This is the Abaye of Rav. So in Melee, this is what the Gemara is saying, according to Rashi. I think that's the Pshat of Rashi. Now Rashi's Shiti is that the Abaye is he applies exclusively to Tzures Al Vishinu. But Tzures Al Vishinu, of course, there is no Agoye. So the first time the owner pays a Chotzi Nezek, from the fourth time on, the thousandth time, also Chotzi Nezek. Because what does the Agoye accomplish? It was natural the very out. That's Rashi Shiki. So the Mele, so the Abaye of Rove is direct to Tzures Al Vishinu. So one alternative is we carry the diamond. Tzchures Al Vishinu, so is Tzchures Al Vishinu is Karen. Tzchures Al Vishinu is Karen. So Karen has to be subject to a classes of Adoy. A class of Adoy. Oy Dilmo told me the radio. There is another type of Tzchures. Tzchures Kulchai, the regular Tzchures. So according to Rashi, when Gemara says the Dilma told the regular, so it's not that the Gemara is saying that Tzchures Al Vishinu, like that. That's the kasha that is raised by Oni against Rashi's pshat, that the whole Abaye of Adoy Yesh Adoy Tzchures applies exclusively only to Tzchures Al Vishinu. So how can the Gemara say the Dilma told the regular? The answer is, according to Rashi, so when the Gemara says in the second alternative, or the Dilma the regular, or if you, we have to say that even Tzchures Al Vishinu is not subject to Adoy. Is not subject to Adoy. Why? Because the regular Tzchures is called the regular Tzchures, not Tzchures Al Vishinu. where the regulars walks, where the behemoth walks in the Rishisayochi and steps upon pebbles, and then the pebbles fall upon the cave and damage the cave. Regulars walks. So he stole the regular. So regulars walks is Uche. And still, even though it is Uche, the Torah says, it's our Chonish Pesinai. The only that pays only Chotzineze. So maybe we should say that even where the outset it was Mishonim, and then through Hadoye passes, what is Hadoye? Hadoye is a habituation process. In other words, a heretofore original act that was unnatural through Hadoye, through habituation process, became natural. How do I tell? So maybe, so that two alternatives. It goes without saying that as far as regular scholars are concerned, so there is no Adoye. So the first time the owner pays Chotzineze, the fourth time and the thousandth time the owner pays Chotzineze. That's the question. But the question is in regard to the Tzvuas al Dishinu. Do we say that since originally at the outset it was an unnatural act, so the male through Adoye it becomes a natural act, so he should pay Nezek Sholem, or even more, in view of the fact that Tzvuas Kol Chaye is told in the regular Tzvuas, is natural, it is told in the regular. So told in the regular, and there he pays a Chotzinezek, even though at the very outset it is Uche, still he pays, there is a Zerasakosul, that he pays a Chotzinezek, so why should Tzvuas al Dishinu after the fourth time, when it becomes Uche, be more humble than regular Tzvuas the first time. Than regular Tzvuas the first time, and regular Tzvuas the fourth time. So when the Gemara says, or if you more told the regular, so the Gemara has reference not to Tzvuas al Dishinu, to the regular Tzvuas. So regular Tzvuas is told the regular, and still it pays only Chotzinezek, even though it's Kol Chaye. So of what significance is the fact that the behemoth habituated itself to Tzchures al Dishinu? So then, after the fourth time, the Tzchures al Dishinu are on the same level as Tzchures Kol Chaye the first time. And Tzchures Kol Chaye the first time pays only Chotzinezek. And the fourth time too. So Mele, Tzchures al Dishinu, after the fourth time, should also pay only Chotzinezek. So when the Gemara says, or you may tell me regular, the Gemara has reference not to Tzvuas al Dishinu is told in the regular, but the Gemara has reference to regular Tzvuas is told in the regular. And they are all, the owner always pays on the Chotzinezek, not the Nezek Sholem. So maybe Tzvuas al Dishinu after the fourth time should not be more humble than regular Tzvuas, the first time or the fourth time. Because what does the Adoye accomplish? It makes it natural. So regular Tzvuas is always natural. And still, he pays only Chotzinezek. So maybe Tzvuas al Dishinu should not be any more humble than regular Tzvuas the first time or the fourth time. And then it will be in line with Rashi's expression on top of the Pietresom base. So he says, Eloi boys look at its chores, the third line in the Rashi, that it happened there. Eloi boys look at its chores, kill high, only if you had by the water, you could finish a lane, Lori is soup that its chores, the Hazine, the Hiruch had been king of the Blazer, and Mishkar as well. Eloi is shown at its chores, why is Lois is umne, the Oche, the other Rabbi Kuruche, the other Rabbi no Chotzinez, the Kishot chores, the Muad in the Philosoph, but the Oche Chotzinez, the Kisholoi, Hainan, the Shom, why it, my home, my Muad in the Philosoph. So it's exactly what Rashi says there on top. It's exactly. So this is what Rashi is saying. Because, and now we can understand this, why Gemara says told the regular. So that's the Kasha that don't actually raise against Rashi. The answer is, when Gemara, in explaining the logic of the alternative, that Tzvuas al Dishinu are not subject to Adoye, so by pointing out the status of Tzvuas Yochai, because what does Adoye accomplish? Hell do not say. Through habituation, so a year to four, unnatural act becomes converted into a most natural act. But here, by Tzvuas Kol Chaye, we have Yitzchak Kosov. that the most natural act of service, he pays Chotzenezek the first time, the fourth time, the thousandth time. So why should the fourth time and the thousandth time of Tzchus al Nishinu be more mechuyev than the fourth time, the first time, the fourth time, the thousandth time of regular Tzchus? So Utomi the Regel, his reference is descriptive not of Tzchus al Nishinu, but of Tzchus Kol Chayev. But the fact that Tzchus Kol Chayev, regular Tzchus, is Utomi the Regel, so that is relevant to the status of Tzchus al Nishinu after the fourth time. All right. Now the more is the kasha, the more is the kasha. Vamishuneu. So even if you say that the truth is sumchas rabbonu kamiflegei, but when the sumchas say the tzura mishanei neshomen, if it's regular tzuras, but if it's tzuras, but if it's tzuras al nishinu, because it's not natural for a behemoth to throw glory into an insult. I mean, the natural way for a behemoth to mark glory is on the karke, not into an insult. So the melee it's mishune, so you soon has to be made there. The Tzchus al Nishinu doesn't pay for the child, because how could Keichai be more homo than Gufei? Gufei, Hezek don't be Gufei al Nishinu pays for the Nishinu. Certainly, Hezek don't al the Keichai al Nishinu should not pay more than Chotzinez. So the Gemara says, Idoche Koyam. Well, Mishune would be Pratsi Berash. Well, Mishune would be Dark, Rabbi, going to eat some of the only carrying. Die doch ich habe mir schon mit dem Mocking Zahn. Wenn ich mir Mocking muss, ist mir schon. Und wie schon ich war noch so als Kino, die gehen wie im Schallschau ist, die war mir auch so, till die Schem. Und dann rasch ist Chirik, an der First Boss. Wie mir aber in Neide, ich habe wohl nicht war noch so. War für auch gelaufen von die Schem. Nino, die Schem, es ist für die Gruppe und wir haben jetzt schon das Nino, wir haben auch eine Fähre kam, die im Papier von der Rosso hat, wo die Schem eigentlich ist, war auch vor allein, die wäre schon eine Familie, die gehört ein Bund, aber in Ikea. But what's the first one? That Rashi and James. So the second motion of Rashi, that is Rashi's chat, that when we say the Doche to Yaone, so we don't have to apply it to a case of Michel Chalice where Behemoth suffers from diarrhea. Because every glory, whether the Behemoth suffers from diarrhea or doesn't suffer from diarrhea, there is always an element of annoy. Well, it's annoy. So, but the first question of Rashi is no. That this Gemara that says the Doch Behemoth. So maybe it's not Mishune. Doch Behemoth means that there is no space. Everything is filled up. When the baby is standing, so there are boxes standing, and the baby can't move. And she has to be muckled only. She has no other way except to be muckled the glory, let's say, in the troll with door. There are many boxes, and the baby is standing in the middle, all surrounded by boxes, and then there is the baby is standing near a troll that has door. So there is no other way for the behemoth to dump the glory except by dumping them into the jaw, because she can't move around. So in other words, so it's not mission. So it's not mission. But then the first question that Rashi says that this membrane of the so has reference to the case where Ishaloriyano Rosso, because here there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elozor as to whether the owner of the behemah pays for the damage done to the Esau by means of the glory falling into the door. So whether he pays a chotzenezek or the sholem. So, Rabbi Yehuda, he says the sholem. Why? Because he agrees with the sum. And Rabbi Elozor says, chotzenezek, consequences because he agrees with Rabbanon. But if so, so the first question of Rashi says that this Gemara must have referenced the case where the behemoth suffers from diarrhea. So it's not at all Mishen. Because if this, so if the behemoth suffers from diarrhea, so then the behemoth, when a person suffers from diarrhea, so then when it's not at all, he has pain. So on one hand, because of the condition, so there is a relief. On the other hand, it's coupled with pain also. So that's why there is a machlokes between the first portion of Rashi and Rashi's own shita. It's not the machlokes and it's yes. So anyway, the first portion of Rashi holds that in the case, in the ordinary case, where the behemoth doesn't suffer from diarrhea, and the behemoth is machlokes glowing, so then even according to the rabbonim of Sumches, the owner of the behemoth has to pay an extra. Why? Because Tzchures is a special halacha relation sinai. But without halacha relation sinai, what should we say? Suppose there hadn't been halacha relation sinai, that Tzchures is Mishalom Chotzeleser. So the Rosh says, if there hadn't been halacha relation sinai, then we would have to apply the general principle of Kechet Yegufe. So what difference does it make? Do we distinguish in regard to another whether he does the Maisa Hezek by means of his group or he does by means of heads? Kechet Yegufe is the same thing. So mainly, if there hadn't been a local mission tonight, then we should say, if the behemoth is mazik derech elucho, by rubbing with its goof against another behemoth or against another, so the owner takes it in the shalom. And if the behemoth is derech elucho, steps upon pebbles and is mazik, also in the shalom. That's the reason as to why Sumcha says in the shalom, because Sumcha says chayit a local mission tonight. But the opponents say, no, there is a local mission tonight. So the halacha mishnah sinai is nigare the chiyuv, reduces the chiyuv, because without the halacha mishnah sinai, he should pay in the shalom, because keichei yigufe. But halacha mishnah sinai is nigare the chiyuv, reduces the chiyuv. But that halacha mishnah sinai, so as according to the first question of Rashi, applies only to regel. When is it regel? When it's not done derech hanoso. When it's done derech hanucho, just so. Not Ramoso, but when it's done Ramoso, then it's not it told the regal. Then it's it told the shem. If it's it told the shem, so then the aloha mishmi sinai has no application. The aloha mishmi sinai applies only to it told the regal, when it doesn't involve the element of anoye. But when it involves the element of anoye, then the aloha mishmi sinai doesn't apply. If the aloha mishmi sinai doesn't apply, so then we have to consider it from the perspective of the general principle. What is the general principle? Kechet Yegufe. So even Rabbonon will have to say the same thing that Simcha says. But Rabbonon says there is a Halacha L'Mishmi Sinai. But the Halacha L'Mishmi Sinai applies only to Tov with the Rejah, not to Tov with the Shem. So when the Hime, the Rechim Yuchon, Shalom with the Kabone steps upon pebbles, then it's not the Tov with the Shem. It's it only the regal. So then Halacha L'Mishmi Sinai applies. But where the behemoth who is not suffering from diarrhea, so there is an element of anoye involved. So maybe it's it only the shem. It's like him for Peres Lanoso. It's it only shem. So the Halacha L'Mishmi Sinai has no application to shem. Yes?
The Rambam of Pirush Mishnah says that something that is halacha l'mishmi sinai is no machlokes.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's it is a side question. I mean, it's not to do with how it is. But I mean, just briefly, when the Rambam says in the Agdamot of Pirush Mishnah, that there is no machlokes chachomim, we don't find the machlokes chachomim in respect to halacha l'mishmi sinai. He doesn't say in respect to halacha l'mishmi sinai. He says, in respect to Perushim Hamkubolim Lumeshim Sinai, there is no Halacha, there is no Machlekes. Sha'arim Eilom Lemotzonu, Machlekes, I can't quote the verbatim Lashon Rambam. So the Rambam says, in effect, we never find the Machlekes between Chachonim as to whether three is Hodor is an Eschik or an Eschik. That's not, we can't find the Machlekes in regard to such a question. Why? Because there is a Perush Mikubo Lumeshim Sinai, Kumi Sinai, the tree in Chodo has is descriptive of blessed. Even though the Gemara dashes it from the Pasuk, Pri-Eitche, Tam-Eitche, Upir Yishomim, or Ador Bishomim Bishonom. These are Rimozim, but that also indicates that the Pri-Eitchodor is descriptive of a citrus fruit, of an but it was Mikubu Emeshim Sinai, that Pri-Eitchodor is descriptive of an Esk. And then the Rambam says, Sha'aleilom Yimotzon Machleke Siman Tachasayim Momei Oy Mamos. Kshagmore Umeres Kableze Arimei Ayin Tachasayim Mamesh Hadimore She'ales Miyad Mamesh Al-Gedaito. Why not Mamesh Al-Gedaito? The Teretz is, there couldn't be Machleke and the Pshute Shal Mikro. What does the Pasuk mean? So, in other words, there is a Machleke Tanoim Anoroim in regard to a certain Allah. Machleke. But whether we say Kutuk Mishum Chadaliyah, we don't say Kutuk Mishum Chadaliyah, but in Machlekes, in respect to the Pshutish of Mikro, there is no Machlekes. That's what the Rambam says. The Rishim and Kupolim will mention this in that. And then he mentions examples. Because we don't find the Machlekes in regard to the question, what is Pshutish of Mikro? We don't find the Machlekes whether Ayin Tachasayim is Mamesh or Ayin Tachasayim is Momen. And if we do find the Tana who says, Rabbez are in there, Ayin Tachasayim Mamesh, so the more immediately asks, Mamesh al Gedaito. That means there is a Machlekes in respect to the Pshutish of Mikro of the Pasuk. And all the pshoti in the pshutish of mikro, in the literal meaning of the word of the Torah, were mekumen mishum sinai. There could be a machlokes. That's what the Rambam says. And then the Rambam, then he mentions certain different categories in the Torah, pshutish of mikro, and things that are deduced with the midrashatir and midrashes then, and then alochel mishum sinai. So when he says alochel mishum sinai, so he mentions, let's say, like shiurim, chitzim, I mean, these halachas, but not, or gudas, lechitzte, I mean, something like that, but not, he doesn't say, ayin tachasayim, ayin tachasayim, the Gemara never says, ayin tachasayim, momen, halachah mishmishinai, even though it is mikum mishmishinai. And the Rambam says, this the Rambam discusses in the Adon of the Kirosh HaMishne, but then the Rambam Michiru Omazik, ומנין שזה שנאמר בעיבורים, אין תחסיים תשלומני, שנאמר בחבורה תחסחבורו, ופירו שנאמר ביקי שסחיו ואבן ואיכל, כך שפייתים רפי רפי, הורמדתו שתחס שנאמר בחבורה תשלומני, ועדים לתחס הומו בעין, ובשור ובעין. ואף או פי שדבורים היו נירים מן ינקיר שבחסב, וכולו מפורו שניים פילי שרבינו, מהסיני, כולון, הלוכר למי שהם יודעים, וחוזר הוא אביסנו. But Gemara doesn't use the expression Aloch HaMesh Misina. So, and then the Rambam mentions among in the category of Pirushim HaKubol HaMesh Misina. So when the Rambam says there is no Machlekes in regard to Aloch HaMesh Misina, the Rambam doesn't say in the Pirush, I'm going to Pirush HaMishne, there is no Machlekes in regard to Pirushim in regard to Aloch HaMesh Misina. There is no Machlekes in regard to Perushim and Kibobu in the Meshim Sinai. And that there is no Machlekes. But in regard to Halacha Meshim Sinai, an extra being, whether Tzures, that Tzures is not explanatory of the traditional Mikro. The traditional Mikro doesn't even discuss Tzures. Ubiyam is the Acher, doesn't discuss Tzures. So that is discussed by Halacha Meshim Sinai. So Tzures is Chelek and he says that there is no Halacha Meshim Sinai. That by Hezek done by Gufe. By Hezek done by Gufe, so he pays only Chotzelele. Oh, Tzchures, oh, Sumcha says, according to Rambam Temer to Gemara, that Aloch HaMishim Sinai applies only to Keach Keichel. That's Tom Neshaya. So the Rambam doesn't say that in regard to Aloch HaMishim Sinai there is no Machlekes. In regard to Pirushim and Kumon Mishim Sinai, alright, that's it. That's another question. Alright, anyway, so this is, when the Rambam says, so the first Loshni Rashi, So he says, "Dochik le'alme she lebes nivokim tzad ve'nivokim loses mishol u'shaloi la'amos haskim." K'dei mishal shalas, where the behemoth suffers from diarrhea. And the behemoth is not affected with any special condition of diarrhea. So then, when the behemoth is matogolim, so the behemoth has pressure when it is matogolim. So the melee, there is no element of tzad. So it has pressure. So how could Rabbi Lezer say chotim ezek? Because when did Rabbi Lezer Simcha say chotim ezek? When it's told in the Rega. But here, if the behemoth is annoying, at the time when it's matter working, so it's not told in the Rega. So the halacha mishum Sinai has no application to it told in the Rega. The halacha mishum Sinai of chotim ezek has application to told it. The halacha mishum Sinai has no application to told it to told it the shem. The halacha mishum Sinai has application only to told it the Rega. But when the behemoth is annoying, then it's told in the shem. Halacha mishum Sinai does not discuss Tolu Mishem. The Halacha Mishum Sinai discusses its rules that is told the Rebbe. So he says, so then he pays in the Shalom. So the first Moshin in Rashi holds in the Chiddush that where a behemoth is Mazik Fukech, but it is coupled with Anoye, so then he pays in the Shalom. Because Kech came up there. Except that there is a special Halacha. The keiche of rega is chotzen ezek, but not the keiche of shem. So here the Gemara says, according to Rabbon of Sumches, so when the behemoth is matter growing, so he pays only chotzen ezek, so it must have reference to the case where the behemoth is mishal shalis, where it suffers from diarrhea. So then, when a person or a behemoth suffers from diarrhea, then when the person, a person or a behemoth is matter growing, so he's a tohu for him. He means matul growing. So then there is an element of pain. Everybody knows that when someone is afflicted with diarrhea, so then when a person is a tohu, when a person eases himself or herself, then there's an element of pain. The same is for the behavior. So there's an element of pain. So mainly it couldn't be shed, but since it's a natural act. So pain or no pain, so in melee, there is no real annoye, so it's over the regal. Over the regal, so then, according to Rav Sumches, this was it. Then Rashi is chilek. V'nira b'nina, y'chol glom v'anoso. So what is it? Rashi is chilek on mitzies. I mean, mitzies is that when a person, we know, I mean, when a person has diarrhea, so then, when the person eases himself, so then, there is pain at a time when the person uses himself. There is pain, but at the same time, there is an element of relief too. I mean, there are many phenomena, many experiences that are mix of pain and the feeling of relief. And the feeling of relief. When a woman is in labor, so it's great pain, but at the same time, there is, it's coupled with the feeling of relief too, every minute. Because certain moments the pain is much more intense, and then the pain is less intense. So it's still painful, but when the pain is less intense, there is the feeling of relief by the woman. So in other words, when a person is afflicted with diarrhea, so then when the person eases himself, so he has pain, he has great pain sometimes, it all depends upon the degree of the diarrhea. So then there is great pain. But at the same time, when the person, let's say, eases himself, so he has a feeling of relief after he eases himself. Because before he eases himself, as painful as it is, the easing, so before the person eased himself, he was more pain, he felt more pain. So it's not a machlokes between Rashi's first lashon and Rashi's second lashon on the mitzias. The mitzias is, as the first lashon says, by Michel Shalles, the reason in real and in the contrary, the feeling of pain feeling of pain. And the feeling of relief is immediate regarding the feeling of pain. But so Rashi's first verse says, since the pain is the major feeling, so melee it's not considered one also. And Rashi says, no. In the case, as long as there is a feeling of relief also, when the behemoth is matter going, so every time it's matter goal, so she has a feeling of relief. At the same time, it's coupled with pain, because the behemoth suffers from diarrhea. So, on account of the element of annoyance, the feeling of relief, so it's considered lanos. So then you ask, so then it's not the total that I get. So Rashi says, Halachah Mishnah Sinai tells us that when we say between the Chelucho, the Dalit Anoye, and Tim Popeyes Lanoso, Ochlo, it's coupled with Hanoye, so if it's the Chelucho not coupled with joy, with pleasure, so then it's considered fragile. But if it is coupled, if it involves pleasure, so then it changes. That's only in regard to a hezek done by the goof. But if the hezek is done by means of keyach, so there are no distinction between yesh anoy lezeiko, ein anoy lezeiko, then it's always totally right. Then it's always totally right. Then it's always totally right. It's a matter of sincerity. The Rishit is a Rambam, the way the Madhavishna explained the Rambam, and that's probably the Rambam means. Not probably, the certainly is the Rambam. Otherwise we can't explain the Rambam. So, the Rishit is a Rambam, according to the Madhavishna, is that when Gemara has an Abaye, Yen Shimon, it's Chules or Yen Shimon, it's Chules. What does it mean? Suppose a Behemoth walks into the Mishtayot, and it starts kicking. Become on it. And then, through the kicking, tosses pebbles, and the pebbles are mazikim in the Chotar Mitzvah. He, according to the alternative, the ancient so the Baal HaBeim has to pay a rabbi, a form. According to the alternative, ancient Israelis, so the Baal HaBeim has to pay a Chotar Mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, and probably according to most Rishonim, according to the Rambam, and probably most Rishonim, so whether we say the ancient Israelis or ancient Israelis, but one thing is certain, according to the Rambam, one thing is certain, that if the Behemoth does chores, al dishinu, versus a rabbi, the owner of the Behemoth is chayav. When do we say that if the Behemoth is matis chores, versus a rabbi, it's poter, if it's chores, go chayav, so then it's totally right. But if the Behemoth does chores, is matis chores, al dibite, al dishinu, even the Rishis Rabbi, so it's chayav, because then it's totally chayav. That's the shite of the rabbi. Whether we say, like the alternative, yeshinu, or we say yeshinu, but if the behemoth, the source of yeshinu, then the owner of the behemoth is chayav. Whether a fourth or a half, that's not in the shayav. But at least a fourth, the behemoth, the owner of the behemoth has to pay if the behemoth is not as good as all the sheep. Even the Rishis Rabbi. Because the Rishis Rabbi is that whether we say Yeshinu or Reishinu, but Shkules al Vishinu is in total with Karen, and Karen is higher than Shkules. But the Rambam Shittin is not like that. The Rambam Shittin is, if we say Yeshinu with Shkules, so that means that vis-a-vis Shkules al Vishinu, then the owner pays a fourth, a half of a half. Why a half of a half? So then, Shkules al Vishinu is in total with Karen. So if it's over the Karen, in Karen there is aloha that Tam pays a half of the maximum liability that the Muet pays. That's the aloha by Tam. So the Muet in Karen pays all the mitzvahs. So the Tam in Karen pays hotel. But if we say Yeshin in Tzores, so that means that Tzores al-Vishinu is the total Karen. Now, and the aloha of Tzores applies to Tzores al-Vishinu. That is a total character. Now, Tobit the Regel, Tzuras Vilchayas, or Tobit the Regel, so the Aloha Mishin Sina declares that in case of Tzuras, the owner pays half of the liability of what Gufi paid. So Melee, Tzuras Alishinu, if Yenchinu, so it's a Tobit the Keren, so the owner pays half of the liability that what Gufi pays. In case of a hezek done by Gufi by Keren, so he pays half. So the case of the hezek done by the kerei of Keren, he pays it all. But if we say, however, if we say Eishinu Mitzvahs, so according to the Rambam, it means that Eishinu Mitzvahs, the Aloha Mishin Sinai says, Mitzvahs, when the hezek is done by the kerei of the Behemah, not by the group of the Behemah, so then it's always a Tobit the Regel. Always. But you ask, we know that if it's done on the shinu, then it's not over the regel, then it's over the sham. So according to the alternative, in shinu mitzvahs, the whole distinction that the certain mezekim are told the regel, certain mezekim are told the sham, certain mezekim are told the cat. In other words, if it's the regel, then it's told the regel. If it's Ganon, it's Eikon, it's Itove, it's Itove Shem. If it's Mishune, it's Itkatnos al-Hadik, then it's Itove the Keren. So all these allocations and distinctions and categories apply only to a Hezek Don B'Kehre. Vis-a-vis a Hezek Don B'Kehre, there is no Keren, Shem, and Rego. It's always Tove the Rego. Always Tove the Rego. If it's always Tove the Rego, so yes, the Patabesha Sarakha. So that's the Shem Sarakha. So we see, I mean, that the Rambam goes even one step further. It goes even one step further than Rashi. According to the Rambam, so according to the alternative of Ein Shino Mitzvahs, so the Aloha Lameshim Sinai declares that Tzvahs, whether it's Tzvahs of the Nechilucho, or Tzvahs Anoel Ezeko, or Tzvahs of Mishune, Tzvahs, Tzvahs means Keichel, not Gufel. A hezek done on the kechay is told the regel, so you can't ask. But if it's kavnos al hazik, it's not told the regel. That's in respect to gufi, not in respect to kechay. It's a special aloha mishin sinai. You ask about the swar, it's not swar. It's aloha mishin sinai. This is the Rambam, of course. So the Rambam goes much farther than Rashi. But Rashi shita is that in respect to mishune. So Tzvures that is Mishune could not be told the regel. But if it's not Mishune, so even though in respect to Hezek don't be Gufe, there are two categories of Hezek. Regel is one category, and Shem is another category. But in respect to Keichel, as long as it's not Mishune, as long as it's Mishune, so Keichel, whether Yeshan or Yeshan is always the winner. And Rambam goes even one step further. One step farther. And he says that according to the alternative for Yeshinu Ritzvahs, so then the Aloha Mishim Sinai declares that any hezek done by Yeshan is told the regel. Even if it's unnatural. And if it's told the regel, so it's Katabash Yisarat. But in the day, the whole glory of the Anosu, ואפי אוכל אף טוב ונשאר מינו, נשאר לזה כניגוף ראו, והם יצחו את מינו, ועוד אמרו נפטר כמת, אם פותר את רענוס, הווה טוב ונשאר, הווה כדי שמצאו כאלה, כדי עשו זה כמרים, שזורים בובדה, וכי מיקה, ויקה שדר הבלעזר, הדר הבלעזר, ואומר איזה קשור למצורי, ואני כאלה שלא זוכר, ואותו נכון של איזה... So, it's not going to be so. Actually, here, the Kashi is Yomi. The Blesser here is the Blesser of the Tanah. Is a better than so yes, the cash. So what I'm talking about is that Kochai, the Yomikino, 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 the apparently Rashi had another girl. We also have the deal said Rabbi Yude. Rabbi Yude is definitely Rabbi Yude. Only the Chachomim in Boter were called Rab. But the Chachomim in Tanoim, the Chachomim in Tanoim were called Rabbi. The Rambam in the Adonis of Perush HaMishneh points it out. He says, because Rabbi is indicative of Smich. and we bobel to an atzmuchu, but we go great on the chachami, so we mele, so the chachami called them rab, but not rabbi. So in other words, here you can hear this rab Yehuda, so it means a mele, not rabbi Yehuda the Tane, the chaver of the mele, rabbi mele. All right, he said, the rabbi does not, and Rabbi Lezer said, it's not rabbi Lezer, but rabbi Lezer ben Dos, the mele. Dann wir wollen das, wir wollen die Kirche aber da sein, nicht das Wort. Du, hopp nach hin und wir nehmen das wieder auch ich zum Kreis, der wird da auch ich haben und wie da neu nur, hier hat auch hin hoch, und der hat da neu was du was sehe, an der Kantoi zum Kreis. Rabbi Yehuda de Tane was a cover of the Meir de Tane. And Sukhas was a Talmud of the Meir, Talmud Echad Oil of the Meir, the Sukhas Meir. So how can the Gemara ask? The Lame Rabbi Lezer, how Rabbi Yehuda Halacha Kisumches, Ve'elim Rabbi Halacha Abonon, Rabbi Yehuda the Tane, who is the chaver of Sumches Eschede, should say Halacha Kisumches. Machayek. So, that's why you do it. That the Girose of Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda, is the Kala Girose. So there is nothing to do with the Rabbi Lezer, the Tane and the Paisa. All right. Woi du wird aber hier ist nur am Mai und ein paar Kinder am Mai und ein paar Kinder. Aber ich will
Shir Pei Aleph in Baba Kama, Yud Zayin Sivan Heitav Shemim, Gimel May 29th, 1983, on Sunday.
I just want to repeat what I said on the Rambam of the of Tami Negotiation Facial Abacus Sukhis. I don't know whether I made myself clear. Now, let's see the Rosh Hashanah Rambam. Now, let's go over again the Gemara. Toshma, we come to Rambam by a chesed. Tami Negotiation Facial Abacus Sukhis. We talk about the Shidroi, we shall in the Shoy. Roma Rabbeinse, Amra Dura, Suse Tona, the Hamir Shenoa, we shall in the Shoy, we shall in the Shoy. My wife, we know what is in it. Uber Hokom, Marso Vayisha Doe, or Marso Varena Doe. Look, the Hatzin. So the Machloike is between the Machloike is between Roma Bayechem. And Rav Yitzchak is on the question as to whether Yesh Adoye or Ein Adoye. So Rami Bar Yecheskel holds that Yesh Adoye is Rues, and Rav Yitzchak holds Ein Adoye. So even though he did it three times, he doesn't pay more than the Chotan Eder. Look, the Chatzin will be plucked in Sumches and Rabbonu Kamutu. So Rami Bar Yecheskel agrees with Sumches that Rues pays in the Shalem. And Rav Yisef agrees with Rabbono that plays Chotzenet. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Vomishuneu. So how can Rami Bar Yecheskel say that he plays in the Sholem? Juhe is in Sukhes, but that's only if it's Uch. But if it's Mishune, how does Mishune pay in Ezek Sholem? So the Gemara gives a teres, the Izbe Bizran, where there are seeds of grain. So then it's not Mishune. Because the Talmidim has enough intelligence to realize that if there are seeds of grain in the Kehilah, so he has to push its head into the Kehilah. So it's not Mishum. Now, let's see the Rambam. The reason for this moment, I walk a test. Tamigil Sheishi Teshe Leave for Ischuchis. We talk about Yeshiva. Imho Yubisei Tavim Bechayitzeven Sheishi Teshe Kidilochon. Ala Tavim Mishalim Ezek Sholem. Valakli Mishalim Chotzinev. Ki Chotzinev Ezek Tzruez. Shekach Udalke. Imho Yakli Leikon. Hare Ze Mishune. Mishalim Chotzinev. Ki Chol Aknoses. Ki Chol Aknoses. So the Rambam says, if it's an empty kele, so then how is the mishunim shalom chotzenezik for aknosis? But if it is not empty, then he pays chotzenezik. So this aloch that if it has seeds of grain, then he pays chotzenezik shore shekachu da'ake. That's mentioned here in the Gemara. So it's a machlok between Rami Bar Yecheskel and Rav Yisef. Rav Yisef says Mishalom Chotzenezek. Why does Rav Yisef say Chotzenezek? Rav Yisef agrees with Rabbono that Tzuras says Chotzenezek. Rami Bar Yecheskel, he says that Mishalom because he agrees with Tzuras. But Aloch is like Rabbono. But then in the other din in the Rambam, Vimu Yakuri Reikon, Rav Yisef Mishun and Mishalom Chotzenezek, who are Knosses, because the Rai Zal Zet Toyesu, the Tzuras al Vishinu, Uvayim Vishinu Yavri and Ezekolot. So, since the Rambam himself passes that if Satan, if a behemoth is matis chores al vishino, let's say hocho, the teaser of the beater, she kicked, and through the kicking, she was matis chores and it was mazik, so there is a violation of the yeshino with chores, or yeshino with chores, so he has to pay only four misokis. He took us a whole head, so he will not kill him. But the Chathila Besen is made see only the four, because maybe it's Yeshinu Yitzhores. So here too, if there are no seeds of grain, if there are no seeds of grain in the Keile, so then it's Mishune, it's not the Derech of a Tarnagol to push its head into an empty Keile. So it's Mishune, so you should pay. So it's stolen the Shaila whether Yeshin or Yeshin. But according to the alternative, that Yeshinu, so he pays only 1/4. Why does the Rambam pass Chotzinetic Cholakos? So the Magnishna says, that according to the Rambam, there's a difference between the case of Hocho, the Ubato, the Tizo, and the Dite. So then the Atodah Sfunas itself is grounded in Shem. Mashenke, this case, that what is that on the source of the cock straw? That's the yelling by the tangle is the crowing by the tangle is not Mishune. It's the most natural act. But it's Mishune. It's Mishune for the tangle to put its head into an empty tail. But the crowing itself is not Mishune. Now we have the machlekes. We have the machlekes between the Rashi and the Rosh in the sugya of Chavgimel. Or whether we say stam glosses chturim meitzel kelev. This in there stam glosses is chturis meitzel kelev. Because Rashi says if we want to assume that stam glosses is in chturim meitzel kelev, so the bar kelev should be chayim on the chotzenet. Because Mishim. The Rosh says no. Even if stam losses is enoch torim, is enoch torim mitzvah. But as far as the eating out of the cake once the door was broken open, that's ur. But the more discussion is assuming that stam losses enoch torim mitzvah, then it would be anonymous. So he should be bought at the barakah, should be bought at the gamble, not pay the chotzenezik. So there's the machlekes between the Rashi and the Rosh himself prints out. The Rashi is out. In other words, if a certain act was done by the behemoth, which is natural in itself, but that act was made possible through a preceding act, which is unnatural, is it considered mishun? Is the second act considered mishun or not? According to Rashi, the second act is also considered mishun. Inasmuch as without the first act, so the second act by the Rehina wouldn't be passed. And according to the Rosh, it's of no concern to us the fact that the first act, which made the second act by the Rehina possible, was mishun. As long as the second act in itself is not mishune, then it's higher. That's the shita of the Rosh. So then we have to say, Shita Rambam, when the Magnishna says, when do we say that positive, Yeshinu Yitzchores, and he pays only 1/4, if that was the Yitzchores itself is grounded in Yeshinu. Holcho Bubato, thou may be Kehitizo. So the Atotas Furas itself is bound at an issue. Mashiach can hear. Here there are two things, two acts that the Talmud did. First it put its head and then it started to grow. The growing is natural. So according to the Shita of Rashi, so then if the natural act is made possible by an unnatural act, so it has a deal of Mishune, even the Gabe, the natural. But according to the Rosh, even though the natural act was made possible by an unnatural act, but the natural act is not considered Mishune. That's why here he pays a Chotzenetzik. But the question is, here the Rambam says, Vimoyakli Reina, Hariz and Mishunim, Shalom Chotzinezik, Cholaknos says, so he doesn't say that it's Tzrues, it's Keren, it's Knas. But Munafsha, if the Shita Sarambam means that Ibdeshit is a Rambam means. Like the Shita of the Rosh. That when a certain natural act is made possible by an unnatural act, then the natural act is considered Ruche. So then, the Rambam should say, Vahfilu imoyak li veikon. Harei ze mishalim chotzinezek tzrues. Not mishune, u mishalim chotzinezek cholaknoses. According to Rashi, we understand as to why it says, mishalim chotzinezek cholaknoses. According to Rashi, Shite. But according to the Rambam Shite, if the Rambam Shite is like the Rosh, if the Rambam Shite is like the Rosh, so why does he say, Vimayaklu reikon ar mishunim shal chotinezek cholaknoses, apilu mayaklu reikon, the Rambam should say, ain't ze mishunim. Elo mishalim chotzinezek tzchores, momen, not nas. Because the damage was done by the clawing. The clawing is an natural act. The putting of the head into the cave, into the vessel, is an unnatural act. So then the question arises, what about the Rosh himself? The Rosh himself, Shite, is definitely that when a natural act is considered, is made possible by an unnatural act. But in regard to the natural act, so it has a din of Ruche. So why would the Gemara have the Kashem of Mishuneu? And then the Gemara in the Teretz, this be Bizrine. The implication being that if it's empty, then it's not Tzmures. It's Keren. No, it should be Tzmures even if it is empty. It is empty. So obviously, even the Rosh will be made. Even the Rosh will be made. That where it's mamish the same act and the basachas at the same time. So then we cannot say it since this act in itself is natural. But here it's two acts taking place mamish at the same time. When does the Rosh say that if the second act was made possible by a preceding act? So then, in regard to the second act, it's considered Ruche, let's say, Kalbedochum. So first, the Kelev kills the lamb, and then he eats it up. Even though the killing and the eating are part and parcel of one process of eating, but to be accurately speaking, so it's two separate acts. It's two separate acts involved in the process of it, but it's two separate acts. First, the Caliph kills the huge lamb, and then the Caliph eats up the carcass of the lamb. So, act number one consists in killing the lamb, act number two consists in eating up the carcass. But the two acts are involved in one, in the process of it. But actually, so accurately speaking, so it's two acts in the process of eating. So then the Hoshit is that he only pays Chotzinezek and the Hezek caused by the killing, because that's an unnatural act. But Hezek done by the eating, so he pays a Hezek shalom. Mashiach in here, the Talmidale pushes its head into the cave, and as it pushes, at the same time it crows. Logically, you can separate it into two acts, but it's two acts that take place simultaneously. It's not first the Talmidale puts in its head into the vessel, and doesn't do anything. And then, after a few minutes expire, the Talmidale decides to crow. It's not like that. As it pushes its head, it grows. So it's simultaneous, it's the basachas. So even the Rosh will be masking that we cannot separate the act of growing from the act of pushing the head. It's only when they do not take place simultaneously. But here they take place simultaneously. That's why the Gemara says, but Gemara the Kashe, Vamishune. So now the question is, what is the Shita Zaram? So the Yosameach really explains it. He says, the Yosameach says that here, even though, first of all, the Yosameach says that the Shita Zaram is like Rashi. the Shita's Rambam is like Rashi. Why does he say the Yosemeyah, the Shita's Rambam? We didn't say like that. It's not Mashmah, the Shita's Rambam is like Rashi. So the Yosemeyah says that the Shita of the Rambam is like Rashi. That even though the act of putting the head into the vessel is mishune, the Rambam is like Rashi, that when a certain act is preceded by previous act and is made possible by previous act, that is mishune. So even the second act that in itself is not mishune also has a din of mishune, like Rashi. Has a din like Rashi, but we cannot say like the Yosemeyah, because we explain the Rambam, we explain the other Rambam of Hoyo Mechatetim, Beis Aloch Yedalot. We are mechatet in the chever, we nifsak a chever, we nishbar adli, we shall in the chover, who she is daudo adli machmoson, at she nofal the nishbar, we moya la chever leiche, we sachalosom paskul, we shall in, damo la chever, we shall in, we sachalosom paskul, we shall in, damo la chever in the chover. So the rabbi says, we know you, we toy, we boy, we machine, we more, we shuni, I will give eyes for machine. So we mention the Yamsha Shoim is Pshat. Yamsha Shoim is Pshat. The Yamsha Shoim says, that according to the Rambam, that the Rambam Shita is like the first washing in the Raive, not like the second washing in the Raive, but like the first washing in the Raive. That where it's also Mineyu Minei, when it's also Mineyu Minei, even though it's not Mois Delishe, so then it is Mishune, and the damage done to the Hevel, because that's an unnatural act. But once the Hevel was Nipsa, and the Tamil will keep some following up the tree, and picking upon the tree in order to suck the water in the tree. So that's already natural. But the natural act is preceded by an unnatural act. Still the Rambam says that in spite of the fact that on the Chever he pays on the Chatzilezek, so on the tree pays in the Cholet. So you see that the Rambam Shite is not like Rashi. The Rambam Shite is like the Rosh. The Rambam Shite is like the Rosh. Now, So then the question arises, how can we say the Rambam Shita is like the Rosh, but in the Sugye of Haikal Belochum Rabbeve, Mishun Misham Chotzinezek, so the Rosh says, Misham Chotzinezek only on the Pchas that was caused by the killing of the lamb, but the damage that was involved in the eating of the lamb, he pays an erech sholeh. In the example I mentioned last time, suppose the living lamb's worth was $100. Then the carcass of the lamb is $20. So the caliph first killed the lamb and then devoured the lamb. So what was the amount of the damage caused by the killing of the lamb? $80. So then on that he pays $40, then the Rosh says. But then he takes up the carcass. What is the damage involved in the up the carcass? $20. So he pays $40 and half of the nezek caused by the killing, plus the whole nezek affected by the eating, $60. Now, if we were to assume like Rashi, so Rashi Shiti is that when a natural act is made possible by a non-natural act, so even in regard to the natural act, it is considered mishune, then you would have to pay only $50 damage, not $60. And the Rambam Shite is, and so Mimele, this Rambam, so actually we find this here, and the Machlishis, between the Rosh and the Rashi, in regard to the question, where there are two acts, and the second act is naturally possible, but it's made impossible by a previous act that is unnatural. So then according to Rashi, it has a being of Mishune in regard to the second act, which is natural. According to Rashi, it has a being of Ruchen, he has a being of Sholem. So, from the Rambam till the Simon Nawa'id Awed, where it says that even in the heaven was not most delicious, but it is also Mimlay Mimlay. So then, on the heaven it pays a chotinet, and on the heaven it pays, on the heaven it pays a chotinet, and on the Gli pays in the Sholem. The Hayyid is massive. The Hayyid is massive. So, but that is just a Rambam. So the question is, how is in the Hayyid between the damage done to the Hevel and the damage done to the Gli? The answer is, the Hevel, the damage done to the Hevel was done al the Shiva. So it's hot today. But the damage done to the Gli, once the Hevel was cut asunder, that's Uch. So it's like the Rosh. So then, if it's like the Rosh, so in the Aloche of High Kalbi Lochlin, they should say that it pays only Chotzin Ezek and the Pchas that was affected by the Mise, but he doesn't pay the Chotzin Ezek and the Pchas that was done by the Achille, and on the contrary, he pays the whole Nezek Sholem. And Pashas Loshen Aramba in the Aloche of Kalbi Lochlin is that he pays Chotzin Ezek, period. And everything. So that seems to be like Hashem. So how can we reconcile the two Rambams? So we have to say that the Rambam is in Chalit between the case of Kalbe Doch Nimre and the case of Hevel. The Hevel and the Gli. Because in the Hevel and the Gli, so it's two separate acts. Completely two separate acts. Because it's not that both acts are part and parcel of one process. The picking of the Hevel is one act, one process, and then the damage done by the Gli, by trying to suck, the Tarnigol trying to suck the drops from the Gli, so that's another act, another process. So, in that case, that's like the Sugya that forgive. They are opposites to separate acts. I mean, breaking open the door and then finding the cake and meaning that the cake is two separate acts, two separate. It's not part and parcel of one process of Achille. Of one process of Achille. So, the case of Hevel and Gli is analogous to the case of Zeisimeres, Stamplosis, Phoresis, and Achille. And Mashein came. By Imre, by High Talmud of Imre, so two is two separate acts. But both acts are involved in the process of Achille. So the Rosh is, even though both acts are involved in the process of Achille, but it's two separate acts, technically speaking, accurately speaking. So Mele, he's Chayav Nezek Sholem, and the second act, even though the second act, which is in natural in itself, was made possible only by the first act, which is unnatural itself. That the Shifu Rosh. The Rambam is, in view of the fact that it's part and parcel of the process of Achille, so Mele, we say they are like Rashi. Mashiach in the case of some verses to Esophagale, the Rambam will agree with the Rosh. And the case of Hevel and Gli is analogous to the case of Stam Glosses, Kturis, Eitzel Keller. Stam Glosses, Kturis, Eitzel Keller. So that's why, and now, in the case of Tarnigel, Sheish, Treshir, Abed, Mishukis, Vitoka, Bilishovre, so the Gemara says, if the Gli is Reiko, Nabez, Mishovre, even the Rosh has to be made. So in other words, here, it's altogether different, because here, it's Mamish, Bibasachas. So even though it involves threats, but it's Mamish Vibasachas. So since it's Vibasachas, so the Mele, it's considered Mishune. The Gemara says, so even the Rosh has to concede in this case that even though, logically speaking, there are two separate acts, one act consists in putting in the head of the Talmudo into the plea, and the second act of crowing. But the crowing and the putting in of the head of the Tarnigel take place at the same time. So they are even the Rosh will be made there, that it's considered mission. It's considered mission. Oh, so then the question arises. So the question arises, so why does the Rambam say that Imoyak be reckoned out of mission in Shalom Chotzinese, Jehovah Knosses, but according to the alternative in the Gemara, that Yeshinu, Mitzvures, so he should pay only four? The answer is, this is really the gist of the Svara of the Yasamea. So the Yasamea says, because here, in regard to the Aloha of Yeshin Mitzvores, even if we say Yeshin Mitzvores, that is only Shaya. That is only Shaya if the Hatoza Svores itself is grounded in Shaya. But in this case, where the Tamidol pushed its head into the Kele, so the pushing, and was growing, the growing in itself is not Mishael. But as far as the Chiyuv of Nevek Sholem is concerned, of Chotinete, Mitzat Zrues or Mitzat Shkel, so we say, since the two acts took place at the same time, so the Mele, even according to the Rosh, it doesn't know Mishael. Because we cannot separate one act from the other. Because they both took place at the same time. It's not like Al-Biloch Limre, where it's the two acts, even though they are part and parcel of the same process of Achille, but they take place in different times. First, the Keller kills the lamb, and then it devours the lamb. Mashenkin here, the putting it simultaneously, the putting of its head into the Keller, it grows. So the Mele, it has to be considered as Mishune. But as far as Yeshinu Bitzvores is concerned, even if we assume that Yeshinu Bitzvores, that's only Shaya, if that act in itself is the Shinu. Mashenkin, if the act of Tzvores is not Mishune, growing is a natural act, that's the act of Tzvores. But, the pulling of the head is the Shinu, then we certainly don't say Yeshinu is Sures, and that's why he pays a Chotzin. Yes?
Okay. But the Rosh himself says what he writes, Rosh himself.
What?
Sif Beis. The Rosh says, he last played his Runi, Shalom Rabbi and Ezra, Shalom Yeshinu is Sures.
Oh, so that's what I said, because here it's the same time. If the Rosh is masking, that's the Gemara before Eshet, the Rosh cannot be held on the Gemara. So here even the Rosh is masking. You see, there are three situations. There is one situation that there are three situations in connection with two separate acts. There is one situation, two separate acts logically, but both acts take place at the same time. Then even the Rosh is masking that it has a denomination. That's the Gemara. That if there is no Mizmune, then he pays only Chotzinezek, even according to Sukhas, who says that Sukhas is Shalom and Shalom, only if there is Mizmune, if there are seeds of grain inside the kelim. But if there are no seeds of grain, so true that it's two separate acts, logically, abstractly, it's two separate acts. One act is an act of putting the head into the kelim, the other act is the act of growing. But both acts take the place at the same time. So then even the Rosh is made it. That it has a denomination. That's the Gemara before Eshes. That's one situation. Then the other situation is at the other pole, where it's two separate acts completely, not part and parcel of one process. Let's say, like the case where a keller breaks open a door that is closed. Let's say, assuming that some process is enoch to the sitzel keller. So that's an unnatural act, it's an aberration act. And then the act of eating up the cake, the eating up the cake can take place 10 hours later. So if it doesn't take place 10 hours later, if it takes place 1 minute later or half a minute later, is it different than if it takes place 10 hours later? Doesn't make any difference. So it's two separate acts completely, not part and parcel of one mindset, of one process. Of one process. In other words, in that case, the Rashi and the Rambam in that case where it's two separate acts completely, in other words, not part and parcel of a series, but not part and parcel of one process, not two acts in a series of acts that is united in a certain pattern, in a certain process, but two separate acts altogether. For example, let's say, Stam Kosis to Sakele or Hevel and Lee, it's two separate acts. It's not a two acts in a series. It's two separate acts. Picking of the Hevel is one act, and drinking the water from the Lee is another act. It's an altogether, it's not part and parcel of one process. It's not separate acts in a series. It's two separate independent acts. So then, according to Rashi, so in that case we say that in addition, according to the Rosh, and even according to the Rambam, so it does not have a Mishneh. How do we know that according to the Rambam it does not have a Mishneh? That's the Rambam in the case of Mechatitim v'Hevel, v'Nifzaka Hevel, and his Galva Adrim Machmosa Machinot on the Nishba. So then, the Hevel is not known as the Mishneh. So for the Hevel is Chayim Hotzenetik, and for the Gri is Chayim Hotzenetik, because it's two separate acts altogether, not part and parcel of one process. So in other words, so the Rambam Shite is like the Rosh. But then there is a third situation where it's two separate acts, not taking place at the same time, at different times, at different moments, but it's separate acts in a series. It's part and parcel of the same process. Like Talmud Ochlim. So then, in that case, so the Rambam seems to agree with Rashi, and the Rosh says that even in that case, it's considered as a Mashiach came in regard to Yeshiva of its forehead. So there we say, even assuming that there is Yeshiva of its forehead, so it's only if the act of a Kodesh Forehead in itself is grounded in Yeshiva. But if the act of Atozes Sures is not grounded in Shino, but it takes place at the same time as another act, so there is certainly in Shino. But so what I said is basically mentioned by the Asamayah. We'll look at that, yes. But that's what the Shino. The Asamayah says that the Shino is the Rambam is like Rashi. Now, if we say the Shitas Rambam is like Rashi, then we cannot explain the Rambam of Imperial Facebook as in Simon and Aloha Yidalet. Because that Rambam, the way that Yamsha Shleime explains, and we explain that Rambam in accordance with the Pshat of Yamsha Shleime. So, in accordance with the Pshat of Yamsha Shleime, so that Rambam is based upon the premise that when a natural act in itself is preceded by a non natural act, and if it's not two acts in a series in one process, so then the Rambam Shita is like the Rosh. So maybe we cannot say like the way the Osamiah says that the Rambam Shita is completely like Rashi. Yes, what did you?
So in general, how would Rashi learn the Gemara of Osamiah and Winay? And then once we have to understand and possibly get an explanation how Rashi would learn that Gemara, so then the Rambam could hold like Rashi and it could be like the Osamiah.
No.
Rashi
No. Rashi can explain the Gemara that if it's also Minei, so then Itzuche even to pick on the Hever. Itzuche even to pick on the Hever.
When Rashi speaks, he only speaks about the belief.
Rashi doesn't say anything. So Rashi can say that Rashi can agree with the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam is massive and the Rambam. So the Yamsha Shleime explains it because the Rambam in the Asogis is machia like the second Roshi of the Rambam that the Rosh mentions. So according to the Rambam's second Roshi, so if it is So then, according to the Rambam, the second Roshi, the way the Roshi mentions it. Oh, now at the end of paragraph 5, in the second page 246 in my Gemara, So the Rabbi says, Rabbi Kosav, Efsha Shisigar Rav, Mashikir Savir Barabai, and Nay, will make the Musa Delisha, a Rafir of Loy Musa Delisha, and she has given Shaman with children, because the nation is a wish is not true. We have a Rabbi Kabi Hebu, Mishun, Mishan Matsumeze, we got a Shira Sakri, Mihuche, Mishan with the children. So that's the first motion in the Rabbi. In the Rambam Shite is like the first motion in the Rabbi. Die haste war da ihr aus mir ja da kann was mir kochen und war mir schon so schau ich mit da hello und ich war mir schon in name and that's the ikalosh of the eye the kommt die am schlein and in the peush that was dug up many many years later so the eye only mentioned the second in name gibt mir aus mir ne du weißt ja nicht ist na du aber hello man mich schon nicht geschaut schau ich habe nur gesehen. The Rabbi's second lashon attributes a great deal of intelligence to a Tanya. So in other words, if the Tanya is also Menei, then we say that the Tanya has instinctive intelligence to such an extent that it's his derech, instinctively, he is inclined to keep on picking on the cheder in order to ultimately be able to drink the water lily. So everything is urche.
When Rashi says Tirgum Achel,
yeah,
so it says Achel Vameshunahu. It sounds like you would learn about this.
No, I mean Rashi is not there. Rashi is not there. Okay. Anyway, this is the pshat in this time. Now, I just want to make sure that it's clear how we explain the Rashi, the first Pshat in Rashi, Yidoche Goyalne, and then the Nireh, Ve'enai, the whole blowing one also, Vakiru Ochel Avdil Vishem. So in other words, the Gemara asked the Kashi, how can one man go to Rav Yudah say that Behem Hashem Tilo blowing the Yisor, so he pays in the Gemara and pays in the Vekshorim. All right, he holds like Sumchas. But it has to be Urche, that's Mishune, it's not the Derech of the Behime, to be Matogolim in the door. The Derech of the Behime is to be Matogolim on the Karki. So the Gemara said, the Dochik Lahari, where there are many boxes, all of us surrounding the Behime, and the Behime has no place to move. So the only way to be Matogolim is into the door. So then is the Derech. Then is the Derech. So Rashi says, Sheim Edes Bimokim Tzad. They were mocking Moses Mishon, who Mishalim Amosa asking, he gave him Shalshalas, Dil Amosa Tilvishem. In other words, this Gemara has to be applied to a case where Behim is afflicted with diarrhea. So then, she has pain when she's mocking the Lord. When a Behim is afflicted with diarrhea, the same thing is true of the human being. So then, the easing of the person is coupled with the feeling of pain. So mainly it's not it only the shem. So it's it only the regia. That's why you place Chotzenezek. But suppose the behemi is not afflicted with diarrhea, even though it's gone out of the keche, so then it involves pleasure. So it's like tip for Pires Lanoso, except the tip for Pires Lanoso, the hezek is going with the goof. And Hatorah's glory is the hezek is going with the keyach. So then Rashi's first lashon is that the whole aloha of tzuras, that pays chotzenezek applies only to rega, to tzuras that is involved with the rega, but doesn't apply to tzuras that is involved with shem. Because actually, if not for a special nosakosu, we should say kirchidu. What difference does it make when the hezek is done by the group or the hezek is done by the kirch? But there is a special nosakosu, aloha of Yishev Sinai. That aloha of Yishev Sinai is to be limited to the specific situation of Tov in the Rega, not where it's Tov in the Shem. Tov in the Shem, the Aloha Mishim Sinai doesn't apply to Tov in the Shem. The Aloha Mishim Sinai applies only to Tov in the Rega. So in case where the Atonis glory is coupled with a feeling of pleasure, then it's a Tov in the Shem. So then, even though it's done by Keicha, it pays a little short. Mashain came, the baby is afflicted with diarrhea. So then, it's not coupled with the feeling of pleasure. On the contrary, it's coupled with the feeling of pain. So then, it has to be told in the regia. Told in the regia. So it's told in the regia, so then there's a lot of stuff. So it's a big chiddush, the first Lashon Hara. In other words, tzchures, that is, it told the Bishen, pays in the Shem. Only tzchures that is, it told in the regia. And then he says, no, they make any difference. First of all, Rashi says that every atol is loving involves a feeling of pleasure. Because even though pain is typical of the atol is loving, but at the same time, so there is a feeling of relief when she is back in the world. So in other words, there are certain experiences that are of a mixed nature. So when the behemoth is batalous lowly and the behemoth is afflicted with diarrhea, so then it's a mixed feeling of pain and relief at the same time. Of relief at the same time when a woman is in labor, so every minute as it becomes a little less painful, even though it's very painful all the time. So there is a feeling of relief, because it's not as painful as it was a second ago. So the melee, so Rashi Shita is, as long as there is a feeling of relief, even though there is a lot of pain coupled with it, so it's considered, it should be told in Hashem. But, so then the question is, if it's told in Hashem, why is it pay chotzen ezek? The answer is, that's the halacha in Hashem Sinai. That the distinction between Shem and Reo, that only applies to a hezek done by the guf, but the hezek done by the heya, so whether it is coupled with pain, or whether it's coupled with pleasure, or not coupled with pleasure, it's always over there. That's Rashi. Yeah, and then I mentioned that the Rambam Shita, the way the Magmishna explains it, goes even one step farther. And the Rambam Shita is that according to the alternative in the Gemara, that Yeshinu Litzchures, according to the alternative in the Gemara, that Yeshinu Litzchures, so then according to the Rosh in the Gemara, ancient Litzchures, so when the behemoth is Matis Chures al Yeshinu, so it's part of Mishas Rabbi. Even though it's a Mishinu, but how can it be part of Mishas Rabbi? Can it be part of Mishas Rabbi? The answer is, according to the alternative of the Gemara, that the Yeshinu is Chures. That means the behemoth is Beates, kicks, and through the kicking, it is Matis Chures and is Mazik. So then pain is a Chotzin Ezek, not a Revin Ezek, so it means, so it's part of Mishas Rabbim also. According to that alternative, there's a kosuf of Chotzin Ezek Tzvus, Aloch HaMish Misina, it's a totally rebel, applies to everything, to all brothers, to rebel, to share, to carry. So in other words, the keichei of all the others is a totally rebel, only in regard to the group. So that's one step farther. Okay. Now, we have to the Gemara Boi Rav Ashe, the fourth line from Tav. Yeishin Litzchures, oi Lirvianezek, oi Yeishin Litzchures Lirvianezek. Lirabon, non de Pliya Sumchez, the Amre Tzchures Kiyo Chayo Chotzenezek, Heiche Vishinove, Kin Boato Benag Lo Machmas Biyut Itizo Tzchures, Vishib Rokei, Mi Choshik Shinu Vale Kitam Sham Lirvianezek, Zagro Som Chotzenezek, Lutachtamu Som Lirvianezek, או יהיה שינו משאו לביאה, ואוהים הם חוצים איזה, כשאם תם יש לה דוי בהם, ועד שכם תם ומשאו הם חוצים לפעול גאה. So, טיפ שקוי מדרוב, דיבור ירוב ונשא דוי מצרול, עושה נה דוי מצרול, אז מכלל ואין שינו. Because if יהיה שינו, so the first time, how much was the owner of the baby pay? 1/4. So, after a doy, how much can he pay? 1/2. Not the whole. And the Abaye of Yesh Adoye means that after three times, from the fourth time on, he should pay in Nezek Sholem. So obviously, the first time, he pays a Chotzen Ezek. Michal Deinshin, Diu Mora Vim Timtzoyim HaKoma, Im Timtzoyim HaYeshinu, Yesh Adoye, Yesh Adoye, Teiku. Teiku. Now let's see the Rashi. O Yeinshinu, Sham Levinu Chotzen Ezek, Shein Tamus Vadoye Ben, ולאשכחם תם ומשאוים בוצר מפאו דה מכלל דה אישינו דה אישינו יביא הווה חוצי נזק לאדוסון ומה יצטרכו לרומר מבוי בדה אין הדוי ומשאו נזק שולם דה תם וסריבי נזק והדוי חוצי נזק. Now, there is a מחלקס between the Rambam and the Raveh, And I suppose that all the other Rishayim agree with Shidur Ha'ayit, even though it's not so clear. But anyway, the Rai Vechike is explicitly the contrary of the Shidur Ha'ayit. So according to the Rai Vechike, even if we say Ein Shinu Mitzvores, so that means if the Beinol kicks, and through the kicking, it is Mitzvores, so the owner of the behemoth pays a chotzi nezek, but it's still higher than Shisrach. According to the Rambam, so according to that alternative, of Ein Shinu Mitzvores, so it's bottom Shisrach. According to the Rambam, it's higher than Shisrach. It's higher than Shisrach. According to the Rambam, that according to the alternative of Ein Shinu Mitzvores, so if the behemoth is black, is the Shalom Chatzimeze, and it's bottom Shisrach, it's told with the Rega. So of course, if it's told with the Rega, it's not Knas. It's not Knas, it's Moment. According to the Raive, that goes without saying, that if the behemoth is Boato, which is seriously in Zippo, so the Shisrach is higher, because it's Keren, so Knas it is. Knas it is. So what's the Machlekes between the Raive and the Raive? According to the Raive, so according to the alternative of Ein Shinu Mitzvores, so it only implies that he pays a chotzi nezek, but knas it is, and Yoshe's rabbi mitzvah.